Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching for the next 9 months while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. Pastor is scheduled to return July 2021. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. It is our sincere desire that you live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen. My teaching titled Divine Healing, Our Covenant Right, is vital for mankind in general, and especially Christians, because we have an adversary, Satan, whose only intention is to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan's deadly diseases, including COVID-19, were spawned in the pit of hell to destroy God's greatest creation, man. For those of you who have been with me from the beginning of this teaching know that based on Scripture, I have made a valid case that the Holy Bible is a blood covenant book that was instituted by our Heavenly Father on the life, blood, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As a result of Jesus' obedience and faithfulness to complete his earthly assignment, mankind can once again be reunited to our heavenly Creator and live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. God gave Jesus Christ, the second person of the Godhead, to lay his life down on our behalf, whereupon safeguarding the blood covenant he made with Abraham and ensuring that no man could once again separate us from him. As a result, we can depend on God's promises recorded in the Holy Bible. His promises are forevermore written and confirmed on his life unto death. I thank my God in Jesus Christ that God is not a man that he should lie. Further, that Jesus did complete his redemptive assignment for all men. Christians can rest assured that our salvation and abundant life is paid in full by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, including our covenant right to divine healing. Before we read our four foundational scriptures for this teaching, I want to emphasize that I am purposely reading these foundational scriptures each week so that the truth contained in these verses will penetrate not just your mind, but your spirit. Whereupon, in the future, when sickness and disease try to come against you, the Holy Spirit will bring back to your remembrance this living word of God. Then you can speak this blessed word over your challenges and drive Satan and his demonic assignments away from you. Before we complete this teaching, we will be discussing the importance of making daily faith confessions over yourselves and loved ones. For this study, I will continue to quote from the Amplified Study Bible unless otherwise stated. Please turn to our first foundational scripture found in the book of Psalm. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. Verse 1 says, "Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is deep within me. Bless his holy name. Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget any of his benefits, who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you lavishly with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the soaring eagle. Please turn to our second foundational scripture found in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Verse 4 says, "But in fact, he, Jesus, has bore our griefs, and he has carried our sorrows and pains. Yet we ignorantly assume that he was stricken, struck down by God and degraded, and humiliated by him. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our wickedness, our sin, our injustice, our wrongdoing. The punishment required for our well-being fell on him, Jesus, and by his stripes, wounds, we are healed." Please turn to our third foundational scripture found in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 8, verses 16 and 17. Verse 16 says, "When evening came, they brought to him, Jesus, many who were under the power of demons, and he cast out the evil spirits with a word and restored to health all who were sick, exhibiting his authority as Messiah, so that he fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He himself took our infirmities upon himself and carried away our diseases." Now let's turn to our last foundational scripture found in the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Verse 24 says, "He, Jesus, personally carried our sins in his body on the cross, willingly offering himself on it as an altar of sacrifice, so that we might die to sin, becoming immune from the penalty and power of sin, and live for righteousness. For by his, Jesus' wounds, you who believe have been healed." Thank you, Jesus. All of these scriptures and many more like them tell us that Jesus took every sickness, every pain, every disease on himself, so that we believers would not have to accept Satan's physical attacks on mankind. We are healed in Jesus. Now I want to move forward with our study as it pertains to the seven redemptive names of Jesus Christ. When we first started this teaching on October 7th, I stated that we would be studying one of many covenant rights we have in Jesus, which is divine healing. However, our gift of salvation includes many benefits, which can be seen clearly in the seven redemptive names of Jesus. For this reason, I will be highlighting these names in the following weeks, so you will know the richness of our position in Christ and live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. The first redemptive name we will examine is Jehovah Rapha, R-A-P-H-A. I did speak on this name earlier in this teaching and explained that traditionally this name is translated, "the Lord that healeth me," or "my physician." However, as good as this seems to us, please note that in the Hebrew language, this name translates, "I am the Lord of the healed ones." Please note the difference because it is enormous. We are not going to be healed by our God. We are already healed in Jesus. This is one of the many victories he won on our behalf at the cross. Keep in mind that our living God has no sickness, no disease, or infirmities in him. And when we receive Jesus as our Savior and Lord, we take on his character and image, which is perfect and complete. We become the definition of shalom, S-H-A-L-O-M, which in the Hebrew language means peace, harmony, wholeness, completeness, prosperity, welfare, and tranquility. Everything that is good for mankind and there is nothing missing, including divine health and divine healing. We need nothing more to succeed in life. There is no one or anything that can take our victory from us, because our victory was established for eternity by Jesus. Please turn to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22. We're talking about the Lord of the healed ones. Verse 20 says, "My son, pay attention to my words and be willing to learn. Open your ears to my sayings. Do not let them escape from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart, spirit. For they are life to those who find them, and healing and health to all their flesh." Now, this passage here lets us know that divine health is in our midst if we follow these simple instructions. Let's go back to verse 20. It says, "Pay attention to my words and be willing to learn." Family, this is the way of our Heavenly Father. We must pay attention to His word, and then we must be willing to learn and exercise the word of God in our lives. Verse 21 says, "Keep them in the center of your heart or spirit." So when we have this word of God in us and the challenges of life come against us, we should be able to download the words that God has given us in our spirit man so that we can speak the word over the challenge. I want to reread verse 22 one more time. It is so powerful, and I want you to get this into your spirit. It says, "For they are life to those who find them, and healing and health to all their flesh." If we just keep the word of God in our hearts, in our spirits, and keep them in our mouth so that we speak the word over our challenges, the trials, the persecutions, the tests, we will experience the manifestation of those victories each and every time. Now let's turn to the book of Matthew and read two passages starting with chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. This time, I'm going to be reading out of the New King James Bible. It says, "When Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness, every disease among the people." I want to emphasize what took place. Now, it says, "When Jesus went about the cities and villages, He was teaching. He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom." Now, I want to put a little pin right there before I go on to read that last part of that verse. When people are taught the word of God, when they understand their covenant rights in Jesus Christ, then they have the opportunity to speak the promise over the challenge and receive the manifestation of their victory. This is why this ministry is so set on teaching. Yes, we must preach to those who have not yet received the salvation message. But after you have been saved, you need to be taught how to operate according to God's word. The last part of verse 35 says, "Healing every sickness and every disease among the people." Jesus was healing every sickness and every disease, not just the easy sicknesses and disease, not just the hard ones, but every sickness and every disease. Amen. Let's go to the book of Matthew chapter 15. We're going to read verses 29 through 31. I'm going to continue to read out of the New King James Bible. Verse 29 says, Jesus departed from there, skirted the Sea of Galilee, and went up on the mountain and sat down there. Then great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, mute, crippled, and many others. And they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Verse 31. So the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Praise you, Lord. Here is what I want you to understand from this short passage. In verse 30, it says, great multitudes came to Jesus. So when people hear that there is a healer in their midst, they're coming. The sick are coming because they want healing. It says that the lame, the blind, the mute, the cripple, and many others, they came down and lay down at Jesus' feet, and Jesus healed them. Not some of them, but all of them. Verse 31, I want to read that one more time. Listen very carefully, family, because these are the promises. These are the benefits that come with knowing Jesus as your Savior and Lord. It says, so the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the cripple made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorify God of Israel. We need to be thankful. We need to praise the Lord because he's given us the answer for every situation. We're talking about divine health and divine healing as a covenant right. But you're going to see in a few moments that this is only a small part of the covenant that God has made with us through Jesus Christ. Let's go on to Luke chapter 9. I'm going to read verses 1 and 2. I'm going to continue to read out of the New King James Bible. Verse 1 says, then he, Jesus, called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Now, Jesus, we could all say, well, the reason why people were getting healed is because Jesus, the Son of God, was doing the healing. But here Jesus is giving this power and authority over all demons and to cure all diseases to the 12 disciples. And this is not limited to just the 12 disciples. Anyone who has received Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord and believe can receive the authority and power that God has given us already to heal the sick. Again, we must teach and preach the kingdom of God to all people, because it is by hearing the word of God that faith comes. And faith to be healed is absolutely necessary for every believer. It is necessary for all those who don't believe so they can believe as well. Let's move on to John chapter 14, verses 12 through 14. Jesus is speaking. Verse 12 says, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now pay attention, family. Verse 12 says, I say to you, he who believes in me. So the question I ask is, do you believe? The works that I do, he will do also. If you are a believer, then the same works that Jesus did, you should be doing. And greater works than these he will do. The greater works include the salvation message, speaking to people who have not yet received Jesus as their Savior and Lord, and bringing them to Christ. Let's go on to verse 13. I want to read that verse one more time. It says, "And whatever you ask in my name," and that is the name of Jesus, "that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." So, family, we need to find out what Jesus did. We need to know what our covenant rights are, and then we have to go about the Father's business and do the same works: healing, teaching, and preaching in the name of Jesus. Let's move on to the book of James. James chapter 5, I'm going to read verses 13 through 15. I am continuing to read out of the New King James Bible. Verse 13 says, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save, heal the sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven." Family, let's talk about verse 13, because we need to know with precise understanding what our covenant rights include so we can be about the Father's business, teaching, preaching, and healing. It says in verse 13, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray." That means that if you pray for the solution, you're going to receive it. That's why I encourage every Christian to find out how to pray effectively. And I am putting out a new book very soon, this coming new year, that talks about the power of prayer. I hope each and every one of you will take an opportunity to purchase the book and read for yourself how powerful our words are. Verse 14, it says, "Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church." Now, the reason we're calling for the elders of the church is for us to get agreement in the prayer of healing. So, the elders of the church should be those individuals who are full of faith and can speak the word with faith over you. "And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." Amen. Now, verse 15 sums it up. It says, "The prayer of faith will save, heal the sick." So, your prayer must be a prayer of faith in order for you to receive your healing. Amen and amen. Let's continue with 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. This will be our last New King James Bible translation verse. It says in verse 14, "Now this is the confidence, trust that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him." Praise the name of Jesus. Again, verse 14, "If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." Now, that assumes that you know the will of God. And for those who don't understand what I'm referring to, the will of God is God's word found in the Holy Scriptures. And then in verse 15, it says, "And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, because we're praying according to his will, we know that we have the petitions that have been asked of him." Amen. So, family, Jesus is the Lord of the healed ones. The second redemptive name we will examine is Jehovah Shammah, which means the Lord who is always with you or always present. It is good to know that we can trust on our Savior because he will never leave us nor forsake us. Please turn to the book of Deuteronomy. The book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse number 8. I will be going back to quoting from the Amplified Study Bible for this next part of our study. Verse 8 says, "It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or abandon you. Do not fear or be dismayed." Amen. Again, our God will be with us. He will not fail us or abandon us. Do not fear or be dismayed. Let's continue with Psalm chapter 27, verses 1 and 3. Psalm 27, 1 and 3. Verse 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the refuge and fortress of my life. Whom shall I dread?" Oh, family, I'm sorry. I just see my time is up. Please come back next week as we continue with Divine Healing, Our Covenant Right. Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.